Best of Times Radio Hour, live on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel, a show dedicated to seniors and boomers in Northwest Louisiana. Here's your host, Gary Kaligas.
Good morning, radio listeners. I'm Gary Kaligas, the publisher of The Best of Times, the only magazine and radio show for mature adults in Northwest Louisiana. I do thank you for listening to our show today, and also thanking those who might be listening via the internet at www.710keel.com. Also thanking those who might be listening via the Keel application on their Apple or Android devices. We also thank those who might be listening to this show via podcast. And the podcast era on Apple Podcast, as well as the Best of Times, thebestoftimesnews.com, where you can listen to previously broadcast radio shows here on the Best of Times Radio Hour. We do thank AARP Louisiana and Abarrowson and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer, for being the exclusive sponsors of this radio show to provide you with beneficial information each and every Saturday morning. In just a few minutes, we're going to learn about the upcoming season of the fabulous Shreveport Little Theater. So stay to the show for some very interesting information for you and your loved ones. It is Saturday, July the 13th, and we are broadcasting this show from the studios of News Radio 710 Kiel, a Town Square media station here in wonderful Shreveport, Louisiana. However, today's show is not live and has been pre-recorded, so we will be unable to accept calling questions and comments from our loyal radio listeners. Be sure to pick up the July-August issue of The Best of Times at one of our 270 distribution locations beginning on July the 1st. So we thank you for the many compliments about our magazine. Remember, we do appreciate hearing from you. If you're unable to find a printed copy of our magazine at one of our 270 distribution locations, remember, you can always visit our popular website at www.thebestoftimesnews.com. Again, you can view current as well as the past issues for the past 8 years on our website. In addition, you can view and download the 2024 Silver Pages Senior Resource Directory. In addition, as I mentioned, you can listen to previously broadcast radio shows here on the Best of Times Radio Hour. Each and every month, the Best of Times sends out a newsletter electronically through over 73,000 email addresses of seniors and boomers in Caddo and Bossier parishes. It provides them with links to read our current issue as well as our Silver Pages. In addition, we provide lots of more additional educational articles that are not found in our printed magazine. There are many discounts and coupons and contests and also news about upcoming events and entertainment throughout our area. Join the many thousands who are receiving this free newsletter via their email. To subscribe free of charge, just go to our website, thebestoftimesnews.com, and subscribe by entering your email address, and each and every month you will be receiving this particular TBT newsletter. Great news again, the Ernest Arlene's has brought back the Best of Times special dinner each and every Thursday from 4:30 p.m. to closing, with fabulous meals at a highly discounted price, along with entertainment and, of course, free valet parking. It is highly recommended due to this popularity of the Best of Times Thursday night special to make advance reservations by calling 318-226-1325. Again, that's 318-226-1325. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Kiel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Abarrowson and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Abarrowson and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Kaligas, and I do thank you for taking time to listen to our radio show today. Joining me on my show as a special guest is Miss Laura Beeman Nugent, who is the new artistic director of the fabulous Shreveport Little Theater. And I've asked her to come on our show to discuss their upcoming 103rd season of the Shreveport Little Theater. So thank you, Laura, for joining us today here on the Best of Times Radio Hour.
Thank you so much for having me, Gary. I am so excited to be here.
Well, Laura, I know if you probably know this from Mr. Darrell, who's, by the way, has been on this show. We've done this show 22 years, and he's been on the show at least once or twice each and every one of those years or those many years.
That's so amazing. That is amazing.
So, likewise, the Best of Times and the Best of Times magazine, the radio show and everything have been big supporter of the arts throughout the area, but of course, always the Shreveport Little Theater. We try to support all your events, all your performances, and promote that to not just the people in Shreveport and Bossier City area, Northwest Louisiana, but also in East Texas and Arkansas, which many people that I visit when I attend some of the performances, they tell me I heard you on the radio or I picked up your magazine or we heard you promote it and we decided to make that drive down from El Dorado or
yes.
Texarkana or many other places in Arkansas and East Texas. I mean, I met somebody from Marshall, Texas that came to a performance. So
yeah, and, that's fantastic.
Well, you know, a lot of those cities don't have live theater. And
correct.
Live theater is much, you know, different than being at the movie house, right?
That 100% it is.
So look, before we get into some of the details, tell the listeners a little bit about your background and how you got involved in the Shreveport Little Theater.
Well, you know, it was 1997, and Dr. Darrow, I was actually part of the Bossier Youth Leadership Program in high school,
okay.
And I was a theater kid. And Dr. Darrow actually came to we had a workshop, a focus day that was on the arts in Shreveport, Bossier. And we heard from the opera, and we heard from the Strand. And Dr. Darrow, he had just taken over as the artistic and managing director. And he came in, and he did a little brief history about SLT with us. And then he said, and this is the perfect place. I'm looking for a young actress to fill a part in our next show. And I was like, oh, it is like destiny here. So he sent out his phone number because at that time, email addresses were not that common.
No, it wasn't back then.
So
you're aging yourself.
I
okay.
know, right? I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so old. But
no, you're not.
So I called and said, you know, introduced myself. And I said I was at the Bossier Youth Leadership Workshop and I would love to come and audition for you. And it was the first show that he actually was directing as the artistic and managing director.
What show was this?
Yeah, the very first show. It was Dearly Departed. And so
yes.
I walked in and
I remember that show.
Yes.
I was
so
there.
I love that. So I was the young teenage girl
yes.
Who had one line, and it was beans. and I just remember being the youngest, of course, the youngest person in the cast. I just remember feeling so at home. The cast itself was filled with mainly adults and they were so welcoming and it was such a wonderful place to truly understand and experience what the word community meant. And then tagging that on to theater, which is what I absolutely love. I was moved. And so I went to college. I went on a national tour with the Children's Theater. And when I came back to town, I worked at the Strand, but I immediately got back involved with SLT. It was probably about 7 or 8 years later. We all got this crazy idea to start a children's theater academy within SLT. And so I was part of the co-founders of the academy and began working and have not stopped since. And just truly, I knew that because of the experience that I had at SLT, finding a theater home, and understanding how important that community building is, not only for our community itself, but also for our actors and our technicians and our crew, I was like, I'm jumping in. You know, I debated moving to Nashville or Seattle, and I said, you know what, I would love to stay in Shreveport and really help build that community, not even build, grow the community, because Dr. Darrow has done a wonderful job building it up, but just to lend in growing that community and growing that love for such a historic place. And so I have worked alongside Dr. Darrow since 2000 and consistently since 2007. Wow. And so when he announced his retirement, at the very beginning, I was like, oh my gosh, who is going to replace him? Like, this man is irreplaceable. He's so fantastic. And then with the encouragement of quite a few people involved in the theater, I was like, you know what? I'm going to throw my hat in the ring and just see how it goes. And then in April, they announced that the board had voted to move forward with me as the new artistic director. And the great amount of emotions that I felt, simply because I was so excited to be able to continue to share the passion, but also scared to death because Dr. Darrow is so fantastic.
Yes.
And has done such a fantastic job over the last almost 25 years that I'm like, oh my gosh, these are huge shoes to fill. But because he gave me such a wonderful experience as a young teenager into adulthood, I was like, you know what, I can carry on that legacy. So that is my SLT story, and I cannot wait to have many, many more.
So after you were in that performance, were you in other performances with SLT?
So I jumped on after that performance. I came back as a choreographer.
Okay.
And then... I did Company. I was in Company in 2013. I played my dream role as Betty in White Christmas, in 2021. And I've been in a couple of shows, The Foreigner, Love, Sex, and the IRS, which was hysterical. It's a very funny play. Fox on the Fairway. So I've been in quite a few performances as a performer, but being on the directing side and the production team side is also a lot of fun.
You like that as well.
Well, I do.
Again, Laura, congratulations on your position. We're happy that you stayed here making this your home, and you're going to make SLT bigger and better. Right?
Yes, we are. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the future.
I know my listeners out there are asking. We've had Bobby on the show for many, 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 many years, but I don't think he ever explained what is the duties of an artistic director. Why don't you give him an over 101 on that?
I most certainly will. So when you look at the structure of theater, typically, now this is why I say that Dr. Darrow is so fantastic, is that typically the position of artistic director is split with the position of managing director, which is you have the artistic person that dreams big and wants to accomplish all of the big, big items. And then the managing director says, whoa, 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 whoa. That's great. But can we do that on, you know, a scaled down budget, right? That's the business person that keeps the artistic person in balance. And Dr. Darrow did both positions for so long. And so when the board moved forward after his retirement, they said, we're going to split the position. And we're going to have one person that is, and we're both, Kelly Byrne is our new managing director. We're both part-time. But they said, we're going to have one person that can dream big and one person that can keep that person in check. So when we look at what the artistic director does, it is the entire artistic side. So they work with the board of directors to choose the season and what can be a fantastic show for our audiences. And what are we doing to fulfill the need artistically in our city? And then they also do everything that is production based, everything that is kind of forward facing in the theater. So imagine if you came into the theater and you sat down, anything that is artistically inclined and more so for the audience's perspective. That's going to be what the artistic director does. And then, of course, that person in the background, the managing director, is the person that is keeping the train going and making sure that everything is staying within budget. And artistically, in the background, we run the production meeting. So each director typically comes in and they have their artistic vision of where they want to see the show and what are they going to speak to as far as their theme and their driving vision. And the artistic director sits down and meets with the entire production team and talks to the kind of leads the conversation for the director and the production team saying, this is what we're going to do set-wise. Here is your budget that the managing director has given us. And just leads that artistic side of things.
Well, and the important thing that our listeners need to be aware of, Shreveport Little Theater is nonprofit, and they receive a lot of different funding from various sources. Of course, yes. Ticket sales are important, but
100%.
Many of these other grants and et cetera that from Louisiana as well as National Right yes. Grant that does help.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit detail about artistic items. I think I'm thinking now that you brought up some points that I think a lot of our listeners might find interesting. So the 103rd season's already been finalized. So you're going to be working soon on the 104th. So
yes.
Where do you get the input or suggestions of different plays and musicals that are performing throughout the United States? And you're going to see the script, you're going to see the dialogue, you're going to see the screenplay, whatever it's called?
So essentially, when you look at it, it's really... When you look at the year, so we've announced the 103rd, like you said. So we will start working on the 104th probably within the next month. And so we look at trends in society. We look at trends of what is successful. You know, the publishing companies send out top 10 produced shows in community theater each year and top 10 produced musicals in community theater each year. And so it's kind of going in and looking at that and saying, all right, what is wildly successful, but also what can you see that may be overdone and what can you find that is similar to that? And so, yeah, so then the list is compiled and typically looking at it, you can read upwards of 35 plays and listen to upwards of 20 musicals at the very beginning just to kind of see, okay, where are we going? Yeah, it's a lot of reading at the very beginning. And then it pares down and we sit and talk with the play reading committee on the board and say, you know, it's a fine balance. And this is part of that artistic director job. It's a fine balance of knowing what can we bring that is new to our audiences, but also where do we build our profit? Because you talked, competitive grants are really, really difficult sometimes. And so we have to look at that balance too of going, what can we give to our audiences that we know is going to build that little nest egg of funding for us? And what can we do that is going to attract audience members to come and see a show while also keeping true to a sort of artistic side of things? And so you look at as many plays and musicals as you can, and then you start paring it down and going, this is really great, but probably not good for this year. This is really great, may not work as well. And it's a puzzle that takes 9 months to put together until we get to, usually about March is when we propose, the new season and the board will vote on it and accept it or decline it. And if they decline it, then we go back to the drawing board. But for the most part, because we're working with the board of directors, the play reading committee, they have an invested interest in what is going on that stage as well, because they're community members, and so they represent that voice as well.
Okay, so one other caveat I want you to talk about is, I think Bobby talked about this a couple of seasons ago, which shocked a few of my listeners, because we'd never talked about that, is I think some of the patrons and some of the people that are attending think these plays that come to Shreveport and perform by the Shreveport Little Theater by the publishing company and are free. They're not free.
Oh gosh.
They have
no
rights to all this.
Yes.
And so there's a and it depends on, I'm sure, a lot of factors, popularity, et cetera, right? So to explain, everyone, there's none of them free unless Bobby designs one or you design
right.
one, it's from scratch.
So
correct?
when we look in public domain, so there are certain scripts and pieces of work that are in public domain. Shakespeare, always
yeah.
free. Shakespeare will always be free. He's in public domain. Marlowe, Moliere, all of the plays that are in public domain, sure, we can do those for free. We don't have to pay anything as long as it's the original work. Now, if you can't do an adaptation of, Much Ado About Nothing that was adapted by somebody else. That's not free. You have to pay the person that adapted it. But it depends on the popularity and really how many shows you do, how many people attend those shows. There's a whole equation that they use to factor how much it costs you to do the play. Musicals, while 100% popular, are more expensive. So this summer we're producing Beautiful the Musical, which is the Carole King musical. And it, I tell you, it is fabulous. I will tell you that. But it just released to community theaters to be able to perform it. And those rights are really expensive. they're quite expensive. But it's such a fantastic, beautiful, as it's named, show that we go, okay, you know what? We're going to bite the bullet and we may pay a little bit more, but we also know that because of its popularity, we can kind of offset that cost a little bit. It's not a risk that we're taking per se.
And the other thing I want to emphasize to our listeners, Shreveport Little Theater does multiple performances on multiple days. Very few other theaters do that.
Yeah.
Even locally, most of the time it's one or two, but not generally. Sometimes you do 8 or 10.
Yes. Well, and we have such a small, it really is a little theater. We have such a small availability of seats. We only seat 170. Right. When you look at the Strand at 1800 or the Riverview or even Marjorie Lyons and the Emmett Hook Center, they seat upwards of 300 people. And so when we look at it, we go, well, gosh, we can only seat 170 people. Mm-hmm. So we've got to do many performances.
Right.
We've got to do at least 4 per weekend. And you know what? Some people go, gosh, that's a whole lot. And I'm like, but you only seat 170. If we,
right.
you know, sat 360, we could probably get away with 4.
That's true.
Well,
hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information. But now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 KEEL, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Hebert Stunning Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 KEEL. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM and 710 KEEL.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Hebert Stunning Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. Joining me on my show today is a special guest, is Miss Laura Beeman Nugent, who is the new artistic director of the fabulous Shreveport Little Theater, and she's just going to discuss the upcoming 103rd season of the Shreveport Little Theater. So thank you, Laura, for joining us today here on the Best of Times Radio Hour.
Well, thank you for having me again.
So we talked a little bit about some of the logistics and being an artistic director, selecting the various performances. And I think this upcoming season you're going to be having 3 musicals, 2 comedies, 1 Lagniappe drama, 4 Academy musicals, right?
Yes. Yeah, we've got a packed season.
Wow, that's a lot of... One thing I think we failed to mention, we mentioned it a couple of years ago, and people like shock. The people that donate their time and effort of actresses, actors, musicians, I mean, and singers are all volunteers.
100%. You know, it,
and
it,
we
it,
have some remarkable talent in this report in Bossier and surrounding
areas. We certainly do. You know, a lot of people are always shocked by that our actors have such a love for community theater and such a passion for performing that they quite literally, they do it for free. They get 2 complimentary tickets, but when you look at the amount of hours, typically we rehearse 6 to 7 weeks, 5 nights a week, 3 hours a night.
And some of them have a lot of lines. I don't know, in my age of 74, I couldn't handle that. Maybe back in my younger days I could, but even some of the gents and ladies, that it's amazing that you have to really repetitive. I know a few of the actors, they said they just keep repeating, and in the car they practice and practice and practice, and it makes it perfect, right?
Yeah, and we give them little tips and methods if they have not been trained. And also a lot of people are shocked to know that most of the time our actors, they are not trained in theater per se. They don't have a college degree in theater. They just love performing, and that's where we as directors sort of guide them through the process of building a character and, you know, giving them tips and tricks on how to learn lines, depending on what kind of learner you are. If you're an audio learner, you're going to pick them up quicker if you listen. You know, if you're a visual learner, you're going to pick it up quicker if you're reading and following along with your finger. And so we kind of help give them little tips and tricks to ensure their own success in memorizing their lines.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the season. We're going to emphasize to our listeners, you can always call their office, the box office, 424-4439, to get more information about upcoming shows.
Yes.
As well as getting tickets. You can always go to their website, and it clicks on to their showticketforyou.com. Even yep. Gary, the non-high-tech person, has done that before. And I recommend people. That's one way you can find exactly what seats, and
correct.
You pick them, and it instantly transmit it to your iPhone or your you have all your digital stuff, as well as, it you want to print them, Gary prints them most of the time.
Yeah.
He prints them, as well as have them on the phone in case the phone dies.
Correct.
Or something like that, right, Laura?
That is absolutely correct. You know, we were oddly enough, we were talking about when we moved to the ticketing system. It was 11 years ago, our online ticketing system. And Jamie, our former box office, I was telling somebody, I said, oh, I remember walking in, and Jamie used to have the seating chart printed out, and she had whiteout next to her. And it would be every show with all of its performance dates and the times. They would all have their own piece of paper that had the seats on it.
Yes.
And she would write in the patron seats. And then if somebody had to call and change their ticket, she would white it out. And I mean, I was like, gosh, that was only really 10 years ago.
I remember that calling into her. She'd tell me, I have to white you out on this one.
Exactly.
And put you in another
yep.
one.
She said, hold on, let me get my white out.
That's right. Exactly. Okay, so let's start about the 103rd season. That is remarkable, 103rd. There's not too many theater throughout the United States that can brag about that one, right?
There is not. You know, we have gone through, oh my gosh, we have produced through wars, through COVID, through the theater burning down twice. We never stopped producing, which is why we have that title of one of the oldest and longest continually producing little theaters, community theaters in the United States. So yeah, we're kicking off 103 seasons of bringing entertainment to the Shreveport-Bossier and surrounding areas. And we've got a really good lineup coming up.
Okay, so we're going to have a summer musical on July the 18th to the 28th.
Correct. That
is tell us about that.
So Beautiful, the musical, is it's a biographical musical about Carole King and her beginnings as a songwriter into her evolution as a performer. A lot of our time focuses in the musical, focuses between the years of 1958 and 1967, we're bookending, not where, the playwrights and the lyricists and the composers have bookended the show. It opens with her 1971 performance at Carnegie Hall, and then we watch her journey to that point in the music industry. And it closes, the show closes and ends with her 1971 performance at Carnegie Hall. And it is wonderful. I'm directing and choreographing and working with alongside Adam Philly, who is our summer musical director. And so I jumped in last year because typically when we start working on a show, we work a year in advance. We begin our work the year prior. So actually, June of last year, I started researching Beautiful and started reading Natural Woman, which is Carole King's biography. And it has been fantastic just to learn. I always liked her as a child. My mother and father listened to her, but I didn't know her story. And so having that book and seeing everything that she went through during that period of her life and being able to incorporate that with our actors. Allison Rebecca Miller is playing Carole, and being able to say, oh gosh, at this time, this is what she was feeling. She says it in her book. And Allison Rebecca and I have many conversations because she too is reading the book while we're working on the show. It is going to be phenomenal, and I am predicting it will be very, very popular with our audiences.
So this is the 18th to the 28th. But again, listeners, this is a separate ticket, right?
It is separate from our
main stage.
Yeah, our main stage season ticket, yes.
So in order to get tickets for this, you're going to have to call the box office.
Correct.
Or go online to the ShreveportLittleTheater.com, if I remember the website address.
That is it.
And to order tickets for this, for those particular dates. And it's going to be a very popular event.
It is.
A popular show.
It's
totally amazing.
Yeah.
So we begin the mainstay, which is part of the season, Brighton Beach Memories. This is going to take place on the September 13th to the 22nd.
Yep.
And tell us a little bit about that.
So Brighton Beach, now I will say, I will do a little plug here and say you can get your season tickets now.
That's
we have
right.
started selling our season tickets. So before we open the first show, make sure you grab those season tickets. But we do open with Neil Simon's Brighton Beach Memoirs. He wrote it in December of 1982 is when it really came out. It won the Drama Desk Award in 1983 for the Outstanding New Play. And when in interviews, Neil Simon says this is somewhat autobiographical. It is it is mirroring his life as a teenager, and it's great. It is a young 15-year-old. A young 15-year-old boy who is sorting through life and understanding it's a coming of age, and he's kind of trying to understand girls and his dreams while he is still growing up in a very normal family life.
So what age are we talking about when he was? What age is the principal person in this?
15 years old.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, it's very interesting. It is a great mix of both younger actors and adult actors because there are three teenagers and then there are four, if I'm not mistaken, there are four adults. And so it is the main character, Eugene, lives with his family and his immediate family, and then his aunt and her two daughters are also with experiencing life with them. And we kind of see how he journeys through discovering lots of different circumstances that 15-year-old boys tend to face. And it's very funny. It's Neil Simon. So,
yes,
of course, it is
funny.
It's hysterical. When it actually opened, Matthew Broderick was actually played the lead character of Eugene in the early 80s.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's main stage one. Again, everyone, September 13th through 22nd. So the main stage number two is, of course, the fabulous Steel Magnolias, October 25th through November 2nd.
Yes, yes. I think Steel Magnolias might need no introduction.
No, it doesn't.
Except with the note that the stage play is slightly different from the movie. The stage play entirely takes place at Truvy's Salon, and it is actually all women. There are no men in the stage play. So it really allows the audience to focus on that female bonding and the female relationship. And how?
Yeah, there would be no way to do the entire Steel Magnolias on live
correct.
Theater. It'd be 2.5 hours plus a lot of set changes. Right,
lots of set changes. You would be entertained, but it would be very, very difficult to bring the movie to life. But
the salon is one of the key things in the movie.
Correct.
The different times they go there and dialogue and do things.
Yes, yeah. So it's beautiful and it's poignant and it really does allow you to focus on how the characters themselves, while very different and representing very different ideas, how their bond as women in the hair salon in particular help them navigate life and how get through celebrations and sorrows at the same time.
Okay, so we're going to take you're going to have the Junior Academy. So explain to our listeners, especially those who might have grandkids or granddaughters or grandsons that might want to participate. I know my granddaughter has and was fabulous in it.
Love it. Yeah, so the Academy is our K-12 programming. We have both a Junior Academy and a Senior Academy. Junior Academy is K through 8th grade, and Senior Academy is predominantly 9th through 12th grade, but our 7th and 8th graders can participate as a transition program for them. And it is the K through 8th, we do junior shows. They're shorter shows. They're only an hour in length. But we choose those. They rehearse, funny enough, they rehearse once a week on Fridays at 4:30 for 3.5 months. And then the week before the show, they come in and we rehearse every day for 5 days. And then they open their show and they do 5 performances. And then we go on to the next one. And so we have 3 junior academy shows that we present during a season and 1 senior academy show, which is very much like, experience-wise, a main stage show. Yeah.
So the first one will be The Wizard of Oz. Wow. Yes. A very complex one.
It is. You know, I was actually reading through the script, rereading the script yesterday while we were sitting backstage. And was like, oh, I need to wrap my mind around the scene changes because it does take place in many different parts of Oz. But Wizard of Oz is, I mean, for being almost 100 years old itself, it is still so popular. Our interest in that show, we have already seen. We haven't even released anything about the show yet. As far as audition goes for the children. But, oh, my gosh, we're already getting questions about it. People Great. Are already waiting. So, yeah, Wizard of Oz will be that first one. And that'll be in November.
And then let's move on. Your next, the main academy one will be what? It's called the 13th on March the 4th through 16th of 2025.
Correct. So that is, we have always aimed, as far as our long-term goals for the academy, is to have a program within the K through 8th that focuses on our 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders and giving them an opportunity to play some really solid roles that are age-appropriate. And so after... Gosh, this has been, we're in the 4th year of that 5-year long-term goal planning. And this year, we have seen, we've got a fantastic core group of those upper middle school age children. And so we're like, you know what? We're going to go for it. We're going to do a musical called 13. And so we're super excited about that.
Awesome. Awesome. And again, one of the main stage performances, number 3, is a remarkable. And this is, of course, appropriate during December. Yes. It's a Wonderful Life, right?
Yes.
Bedford Falls.
I am a Christmas-aholic. I absolutely love Christmas. We start celebrating Christmas in November. I'm one of those obnoxious people that decorate immediately. But every time we do a Christmas show, I tell you, the actors absolutely love it because a lot of times they're performing literally right up until the weekend before Christmas. But they love it so much because they get to see the joy they bring audiences, and it is phenomenal. So It's a Wonderful Life will open December 13th, 2024, and we will run quite literally up until the Sunday before Christmas,
That's
December
awesome.
22nd. It's going to be a good time.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio so possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana Neighbors, Stunning Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana Neighbors, Tending Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. Joining me on my show today is a special guest, is Miss Laura Beeman Nugent, who is the new artistic director of the Shreveport Little Theater. And she's discussing the upcoming 103rd season of the Shreveport Little Theater. So again, thank you, Laura, for joining our show today. We talked about all the various performances. You can, of course, go to their website at ShreveportLittleTheater.com to view all the upcoming performances, including the mainstay performances, as well as Junior Academy, the Lanyap. So we talked about one of the fabulous one, the main stage number 3, is The Wonderful Life, that will be December 13th to 22nd of 2024. Then moving on, you have some extra ones, which I love it. You have Lanyap, which means a little bit extra.
A little bit extra.
So that's on January 8th through 12th of 2025, and it's Doubt.
Doubt, wow. Yeah. That Lanyap show is specifically a little bit edgier. It's not quite as, for lack of a better word, wholesome. Doubt tells the story of... it is a Bronx school principal who is at a private school, and it kind of centers around her investigation of an inappropriate relationship. So it is, we like to put that out there, that disclaimer, it is not what you would typically see on the main stage agenda. It does have a little bit more edge to it, but it is a phenomenal show.
Wow. So main stage 4, which is part of the season, is
correct.
I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change.
Yes, so that opens.
What a title.
Right, and it opens on Valentine's Day this next year. And it is it's a 4-person musical. It is so funny. It is absolutely hysterical. I think we've done it twice at SLT because it is so popular and people love it. It just takes a little jab at relationships and going from single to dating, to being married while singing and playing games. And it is a good time.
Now I remember it, but I don't remember the title for some reason.
Yeah.
Maybe I blanked that out of my memory. But that's going to be February 14th through 23rd of 2025. Hilarious musical comedy. Yes. Celebrates the mating game, love and loss, and modern relationships. I love it.
It's very funny.
Okay, so main stage number 5. Well, we talked about Academy 2 was 13. A 12-year-old navigates his new school. That's going 14th through the 16th.
Yep.
Then main stage number 5 is May We All.
Yes, so May We All is actually a new show, but it is a jukebox musical, right? Jukebox musicals are popular songs that are taken and put into musical format. And it spans a wonderful, 1960 to current country songs. So you've got Jolene, you've got Ring of Fire, you've got Born to Fly, some Florida Georgia Line. Of course, that's May We All. That's the title of the show.
Uh-huh.
But it is that jukebox musical. We know our season ticket and our community, they're going to love it.
Oh, I bet they will. Especially, you're going to have a lot of good heartfelt country music in that as well.
Yep.
And it's April 25th, by the way, mentioned the date, April 25th through May the 4th of 2024.
Yep.
And that's the 5 different main stage performances. So if you get a season ticket, you're going to get a ticket to each one of these particular shows as well, right?
Yep.
And two other last night, the Senior Academy will be doing Thursday, Mean Girls?
Yes, Mean Girls. It is the Tina Fey movie that was turned musical, that was turned movie musical. But we are doing Mean Girls. It has a cult-like following among the teenagers. They love it. So we thought, you know what? Let's do it. It'll be a lot of fun.
May 22nd through the 25th. And then you've done this before, Junior Academy number 3, Matilda, the musical, correct?
This is our first time doing Matilda.
Wow.
It's been done here.
Okay, that must have been some of the performances I remember. June 6th through the 15th.
Yes, so that one, with that camp particular, you'll notice that it runs longer. We have two different casts. So we have a cast that rehearses and performs the first weekend, and then at the same time, we have another cast that is
that's
rehearsing,
great,
and it performs a second weekend.
That's a great idea.
It was fantastic.
So in closing, let's make sure we get our listeners, they can go to ShreveportLittleTheater.com to find out all the performances and get their tickets in advance, as well as they can get their season tickets, which are what are the season ticket ranges now?
The season ticket this year is $130, and that's one ticket to all 5 shows.
Wow, that's
a
deal. That is a good deal. And there, again, 5 mainstay shows that you will be getting. Individual tickets range, right? Anywhere from $15 to $30.
Depending on what show the Academy shows tend to be a little bit less expensive. The musicals, of course, tend to be more expensive because they're more expensive to produce.
That's right.
So straight shows on the main stage are $25. Musical on the main stage are $30. And then those Academy tickets range.
Well, you were fantastic today. Any other closing points that you should tell our listeners out in East Texas and Arkansas and Northwest Louisiana?
I think the biggest thing is that without you, we would not be able to be opening our 103rd season. So know that the Shreveport Little Theater thanks you for your continued support. I know people say that all the time, but we are changing lives not only of our actors and our young children, but of our audience members. And we sincerely hope that we can continue to appreciate your patronage in the years to come.
Well, that's great. But one more item, make sure to mention that all these performances generally have a 7:30 starting time performance, 7:30 p.m. So you have a lot of opportunity before that to go out to a fabulous dinner at one of our restaurants throughout the area, especially those who might be traveling from East Texas or Arkansas to go to dinner before the theater.
Yeah.
But generally afterwards, it's a little bit late. It might be 9:30, depending on how long some of the performances last. And you do have Sunday 2 p.m. matinee services, correct?
We do have Sunday matinees, yes, at 2 p.m.
And that's another big draw. A lot of people do attend those as well.
Correct.
Again, thank you. Congratulations. We look forward to attending these, and I'm sure that many thousands and thousands of people in the Arklatex are going to be attending the performances of the 103rd season of the Shreveport Little Theater. So thank you for joining us today here on the Best of Times Radio Hour.
Thank you, Gary.
Remember to tell your friends to listen to our radio show next week for news and information that could benefit them or their loved ones. Don't forget to pick up your personal copy of The Best of Times at one of our 270 distribution locations. May God bless you and your family. God bless America. Have a great day and a great weekend. Thank you again for listening to our show. I'm Gary Kaligas, wishing you and yours the best of times both today and every day. Have a great day.